guys, welcome back to the Love in Dubai show. We kicked off your week with some big stories. The Dubai Taxi IPO is finally launching.
The Dubai police recently cracked down on an international syndicate of cybercriminals involved in a sophisticated hacking operation.
Those are the guys who are emailing you saying, hey, can you help me? But they have been busted. Also, the Dubai Ride rider who goes all out. And if you're a UAE health professional, you can actually go to Gaza and help. We have all of the information on that. Please take a listen. Hey guys, welcome back to Love in Dubai show and happy start of the week. Our top story for you today, the Dubai Taxi IPO is coming.
The common CEO hack has just been busted.
Warning to everyone except for you. Hackers, also an urgent call for UAE health professionals to help in Gaza.
And the Dubai Ride rider who goes all out.
That happened over the weekend, so we're going to talk about that. But first of all, something else happened this weekend, which has never happened before. I got a text message to my phone. I think it was on Sunday morning, saying that I got a speeding fine.
Yeah.
Nothing out of the ordinary. Mm. So then I went to check which road I was on, where it happened. It happened in Abu Dhabi. But the fine said that I was driving too slowly. I got a speeding fine for going too slow.
Now, that's heard of, but it is very rare.
Ow. I didn't even know that was a thing.
It is a thing. So if you're on the highway...
We were on the highway. It was on a highway on the way into the airport.
Exactly. If you're on the highway and you're driving too slow on one of the fast lanes.
There was an accident, by the way.
Okay.
I don't know if there was an accident, but there was a traffic backlog. Mm. So it's like if you're going to Sheikh, there's traffic, you're hardly going to be going top speeds when there's other cars in front of you.
But there's a certain speed limit that you must be above.
But there was literally cars in front of us. Has this ever happened to anyone? There was cars in front of us.
Yes,
now,
yes.
The fine was 260 dirham for whatever reason. Mm. It should be 400 and there's a discount. Mm. But we were being, I think the moment it happened was when there was traffic. Mm. So can they fine us for that? Is that a, can someone answer me?
Was there enough distance, like, or was just like cramped up between?
We were moving. It wasn't like a major accident. It was for about 3 minutes.
Were you on the first?
We were on the speed lane.
That's your.
Do I have a case?
No. No. So, speed.
There's traffic.
If you want to stay on the safe side, just go on the right side.
The reason there was traffic, I can go right into the details, Alibaba. Mm. There was a whole load because I think there's certain limits on trucks and they're not allowed during the daytime.
Yes.
So this was nighttime and the right lane was full of trucks. And it was crazy, the entire two rows, there was probably hundreds of trucks on this road at this time. Mm-hmm. So the left two lanes were traffic for about 5 minutes. Like, it wasn't the worst traffic in the world.
Yeah.
Slow moving. And I got a fine for it. I think I have a case, but you're telling me no. Do I have a case?
I don't. I'm like 70%. I'm telling you, you don't have a case, and 30%, you might have a chance of winning it.
Oof.
Yeah. Because I don't like, to be honest, I told Casey, you're one of the first people that I've ever met that has gotten a fine for being slow.
It was a slow drive, the whole drive as well, I won't lie.
For Arabs, it is uncommon to be slow. You know.
Okay, so yeah. I think I'm getting punished for safety. Is that what you're telling me?
For being overly safe.
I think the point is you're not generally allowed to drive below a certain speed limit on the highway. However, what I'm saying is there was traffic, and how do the speed cameras actually monitor that?
Mm. If you're, did it flash or was it the police?
I feel like it's always flashing. I felt like I could have been fined 10 times.
It might have been a mistake. Like, you can take a look at it.
People you are can gonna hear you from can, me with a strongly worded letter. Thank you very much.
You can appeal, you know.
Good morning to everyone who's tuning in. Good morning, Gina. Good morning, iWake DXB. Good morning, Joanna. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're also go live on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, mm-hmm. and in podcast format if you want to hear the full show a little bit later. Our top story for you today announced this morning, the Dubai Taxi IPO is coming. So if you want to own a little piece of Dubai, you can. His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai, issued a new law regarding the Dubai Taxi Company, which transforms Dubai Taxi into a joint stock company. This means its shares have been also approved and will be offered for public subscription.
According to the law, Dubai Taxi Company replaces Dubai Taxi Corporation as part of the IPO that could raise $300 billion, according to Bloomberg, which means we have another Dubai IPO on our hands, following the likes of Diwa and ADNOC, which was the biggest IPO of 2023 so far, selling just 5% of its gas business and raising $2.5 billion in 2023. The ADNOC IPO was oversubscribed 58 times.
That was huge this year, and it's expected that the Dubai Taxi IPO will see a similar level of enthusiasm. They've said they will offer 24.9% of its stock offerings, and you can look to buy in from November 21. The minimum subscription is 5,000 dirham. Could it be oversubscribed again? Likely.
Yes.
Seeing how, have you bought into Dubai stocks?
Unfortunately, no, but I know someone very close to this company. But I don't know. Yes, I know a few people that has invested, that they've invested into, ADNOC and...
ADNOC sounds like a goodie. I paid into Diwa. But I don't understand it. I feel like stocks are made for people that really understand. Even like an IPO, so it's an initial offering to the public. Like I need to Google these things because I know that shares and investments are a good idea, but I still don't fully know how to use them. So it's not for me, but I love the idea of betting on the city.
Yes.
Because we know how the city is thriving and we know that now is even just the beginning, you know, with the plans for a 2040 master plan and, you know, the plan to kind of be able to welcome a much larger population, that making these investments now makes the most sense. Like, forget crypto, I'd rather put my money into Dubai.
100%.
However, I just don't get it.
It's a long-term investment. So, for example, you're betting on the city. Like, you are investing and you have faith in Dubai that in the long run, these companies are going to be, like, they're guaranteed success. So, you know, putting your money there is safe, you know? Okay.
So we're going to jump into our next story. We're moving from Dubai Taxi to Dubai Police and a major bust that happened.
The major bust was called Operation Monopoly. So these hackers that have been annoying everybody very lately over the years, the Dubai Police recently cracked down on an international syndicate of cyber criminals involved in a sophisticated hacking operation. The gang would hack into the email accounts of company CEOs and impersonate them to instruct branch managers to transfer substantial sums of money to their own. And Dubai Police arrested 43 suspects, while the mastermind and 20 of his accomplices based outside of the UAE have been identified, and international arrest warrants have been issued against them.
So this is the email that I'm sure a lot of us have been subject to. We've had numerous emails come to the office. We've actually fallen for it. Mm-hmm. So have you ever been on the receipt of one of these emails? For example, let's say I'm your boss and I'm like, hey, it's 7 in the morning. I send you a really brief email saying I really need your help on something. Can you just run to the store, get this for me, and I'll pay you back, mm-hmm. Casey. Mm-hmm. Brief. Mm-hmm. It doesn't give any idea of like intonation, personality, but it's a brief request. It's urgent and I'm asking you to act.
Yeah.
And this is what these hackers were doing. And it goes to show you what a massive operation that went into making it happen, and then also to bring them down. So this came to light when a lawyer representing a company in Asia reported the financial fraudulent transfer of approximately $19 million. And this all was through eCrime. The gang's cyber heist involved a two-phase transfer process with an estimated total of $36 million being moved from one account to another before being deposited into the cash vaults of money holding and transport companies. Further investigations revealed the gang had also hacked into electronic communications of another international company and embezzling an additional 17 million.
Oh my goodness. The police trailed the money trail, ultimately luring the suspects of the UAE to the UAE, where they were apprehended. In addition to the arrest, the authorities seized luxury cars and valuable artworks belonging to the cyber criminals. To bring the syndicate to justice, Dubai police collaborated with security agencies in France, Hong Kong, Singapore, highlighting the international scope of the operation. That's one big operation. Oh my goodness.
My goodness. And I just think, like, there's so much we can do in terms of being vigilant, but these hackers are so sophisticated in their operations. I had an email right before the show saying someone was using my Netflix account in Arizona and New York in the last 2 days, had my account been compromised. It looks so legitimate, but I had to check with Ali. I was like, is this a hack now? I can't believe anything.
Yeah. You always have to be careful. Even the official ones, you have to be careful of, because, like, it might be a scam. So, like, I always say, like, look at the domain. And even when you're looking at the domain, because sometimes they're very tricky. They also change the domain and they make it very, very similar. So that you might think, oh, this is official, but it's not.
That's why I thought this one, like, it looks super legitimate. And then it's account.netflix@something.com. Mm-hmm. And I think it is legitimate, so I've changed my passwords. But it's gotten to the point where a legitimate email with a legitimate security concern comes in and you question it, which isn't the way to operate. I think even banks say, we will never call you, we'll never email you for information, i.e. you have to reach us. And that's always fun because it takes about a year to get through to anyone. But even when you get a legitimate call these days, if it's from a bank, you would question it immediately.
Yes, like I would be like, why do you need my details? Or why? So I ask why. And then I would just fact check in whatever they're saying so that I'm not giving any confidential information that would give them, you know, access to my accounts. So beware.
Beware, 100%. And even times when I have reached out for a credit card and they got it back in touch with me, I would still question whether it's a scam, because I'm thinking, was the site that I found real? Was that legitimate?
Yeah.
Is this whole a scam operation? They have people coming to the office for signing and I'm like, is this real? Is this a scam? They make you question everything. So thankfully, Dubai Police, we know, are in charge of these massive operations to bring them down. And this just shows you a brief insight into the level of sophistication, which is just beyond my periphery thoughts on, I don't know. We'll jump into our next story. There's an urgent call for health professionals to help Gaza. The Dubai Health Authority is calling on medical professionals who are interested in volunteering in the UAE's Gallant Knight 3 mission in support of the Palestinians in Gaza to register.
Gallant Knight 3 is a humanitarian mission launched under the directives of His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, President of the UAE, and the Dubai Health Authority is inviting medical professionals who are interested in volunteering to register and support at the UAE Field Hospital in Gaza.
The response to this has been so touching, because we've seen every day and weekend people getting out to donate as much as they can, whether it's good time or money. And even this, even those who are not registered in the health sector, they were in the comments saying, can we go? Can we help? Can we get there? And obviously there are questions, you know, like, where is the hospital located? The UAE is making a field hospital in Gaza that people will be going to. So what they are looking for at this moment is health professionals, so nurses, doctors, if you can help. All of the information is on Love in Dubai Instagram. You can check that out and put in your details there, because they're looking for volunteers urgently to go.
Please. Moving on to the last story of today, the Dubai Ride and rider who goes all out. That happened over the weekend.
It did. I was down there, Dubai Ride, this weekend. Dubai Ride presented by DP World. So amazing. And there's this guy who every single year, he just goes above and beyond. And this year was no exception. So it's, you can get out there on your bike and have a great time with your family. It's a real community morning. But this rider particularly, he dresses up his bike to perfection. So in 2020, Ajmal Mahmood dedicated his ride to all the delivery drivers for going the extra mile during the pandemic. So in that year, he had groceries on the back of his bike.
Ooh. And in 2021, he dedicated the ride to a zero-waste juice bar in India and had an actual blender on the bike.
It was so cool. That's the video that went viral that actually we saw in a lot of the highlights coming up into the 2023. And then finally this year, he dedicated his ride to the world with a really cool bike. And you can see it on, if you're watching on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. If you were down there, let me know. I was on the 4K route on Sunday morning, because there was a really cool setup. It was called Dress Up My Bike, and everyone who went past was getting flowers and balloons and just adding to that like spirit in the morning. There was a DJ. It was so, so nice.
It's one of those huge events that happen every year, you know. It's fun. It's fun to go to. You see the community gather together in Dubai, and it's a fun activity, and it's a good exercise to get in the morning, you know. And you see, if you go with a bunch of friends, it's fun.
You know, it's so cool. And you never, when, because there's two routes, 4K and 10K, when will you have the opportunity to actually cycle along the boulevard or cycle along Sheikhzayed Road?
Exactly. That doesn't happen on a regular day, people.
It doesn't. And usually I think I wake up and I kick myself for not taking part. But this year it was so great to be down there. And one of the things that I saw highlighted is that people of determination are more than welcome to join. Mm-hmm. And also next week for the Dubai Ride, do not be kicking yourself next weekend, wake up on Monday morning thinking, why was I not part of that incredible, incredible race? So get down there, all abilities. It's more of a fun run, and you can be running on Sheikhzayed Road for Dubai Run 2023.
It's fun, Dubai Run. I was there. I was there. I did it. I can say that I did it.
How was it?
It was fun. I took it as a... like a goal for myself, and I went with Rich and Simran and a bunch of people from work. We were all there, and it was fun. It was fun. It was good to do, but I was tired at the end, but it was like a good kind of tired, you know, satisfaction, you know?
I think there's nothing better than waking up in the weekend morning and doing something like that, especially like today. I feel like was the first day there was a bit of fresh air, like cool, amazing air. So if you wake up next weekend and you get it and you do it, you'll just feel so much better after it. I just think it makes the weekends that much better. Strong start to the day. 8:47 on Monday morning. Guys, we're going to leave you there. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Same time, same place. Goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me. Adios, muchachos. That was Spanish.